Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And today you are joining us for our last lesson here in January, the American Bald Eagles. Well, America is known for a lot of things. What comes to your mind when you think of America? Carolyn, what comes to your mind?
Well, the first thing I think of is the American flag with its 50 stars representing the 50 states.
All right. That's great. Well, what comes to your mind, Nathaniel?
For me personally, I just think about my college days. They weren't that long ago, but I didn't live in the United States for a long time, and then I moved back for college.
Well, for some reason, what comes to my mind is the national parks. I think of Yosemite and the Grand Canyon. Of course, something different might come to your mind. What comes to your mind when you think of America? We're going to be talking about America's bald eagles, the American bald eagle, which is the national symbol, the national bird of America. Right now, let's get started with our first reading for today.
The American Bald Eagle, America's national symbol, draws crowds. On a cold winter morning, I boarded a bus in Tennessee's Real Foot Lake State Park. Thousands of tourists visit the park each year because of its unique beauty and interesting history. The lake was formed in 1812 when a very strong earthquake struck. Because official records weren't kept then, no one knows exactly how strong it was. But two things are certain. The landscape was changed completely, and Real Foot's 18,000-acre lake was formed.
Hi, friends. This is your Word Lady, Joanna. Our last article of the month is about an amazing bird, the bald eagle. What makes it so interesting? We'll find out in the lesson. But first, here are your key words. Tourist. Tourist is a noun. Lots of tourists come to our town every summer to spend time at the beach. Landscape. Landscape is a noun. The area's landscape was changed completely by a powerful earthquake. Guest of honor. Guest of honor is a noun. The university's president and family will be our guests of honor at the event. Flock. Flock is a verb. In the fall, Americans flock to the northeast to see the changing leaves. Let's learn more in the article.
Well, right at the beginning, under our title, we see America's national symbol draws crowds. Mm-hmm. Yes, probably the most famous national symbol in America is the bald eagle, or one of the most famous national symbols. Although I think there are a couple other famous national symbols. Carolyn, what's another national symbol?
Well, as we mentioned before, the flag is a national symbol, and each nation has their own flag that represents them.
Okay. What's another national symbol that you might think of when you think of America?
There is one that's on some of American money, the Liberty Bell. This bell is well known now, and I think it does make us think of freedom with "Let Freedom Ring," these words.
And speaking of liberty, I think of the Statue of Liberty. That's another American national symbol. Of course, today we are talking about the national bird, the bald eagle, and this draws crowds. Okay, when you draw a crowd, that means you do something to attract people to something. You draw a crowd. Nathaniel, how could you use this phrase?
Yeah, if I wanted to attract a lot of attention, I guess one of the easiest things that I could do is yell like
Okay. Yes, you can draw a crowd by yelling. If a studio classroom was playing at a store somewhere, I'm sure everyone walking by on the street is now watching Studio Classroom. Hi, everybody. So that's how Nathaniel draws a crowd. Carolyn, how do you draw a crowd?
Well, if I wanted to draw a crowd, I would just take a pen and some paper, and I would start to draw lots of people on my paper.
Yes, okay. You are literally drawing a crowd on a piece of paper. Very clever, Carolyn. Very good. English is so fun. That's how you draw a crowd. Of course, this means you attract a crowd, not use a pen and draw lots of people. Very good. Very good. Okay, so the national symbol, the bald eagle, will draw crowds. On a cold winter morning, I like the way this starts. It's kind of like a good story. On a cold winter morning, I boarded a bus in Tennessee's Real Foot Lake State Park. All right, there are many state parks, many national parks. What's another example of a national park in America?
Well, you can go to Yosemite National Park and see geysers, which are very cool to watch.
Well, yes, actually, you could go to Yellowstone National Park and see some geysers. Where else could you go? What's another national park?
Well, I've lived in Tennessee for a while, and besides Real Foot, another very famous one is the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, which has beautiful scenery.
Right on. Okay. So there are national parks, like in all of the United States, and we're talking about Tennessee's state park. All right. The state park is called Real Foot Lake State Park. Now, thousands of tourists visit the park each year because of its unique beauty and interesting history. Thousands of tourists. All right, let's take a look at that word bank word, tourist. A tourist is someone who visits a place because they want to go sightseeing. They want to find out more about it. It's famous. They are there. They are touring as tourists. Well, where could you see tourists, Carolyn?
Well, you can see tourists almost anywhere, in New York City, Washington, D.C., or many state parks and national parks throughout the United States or the world.
And have you ever been a tourist in a crowd of other tourists?
Well, I was often a tourist when I was traveling in Japan.
All right, so you were a tourist in Japan, and if you're visiting somewhere new, you are a tourist. Probably. You might go to live somewhere, but you could also be a tourist and just get to know the area a little bit. Nathaniel, was there a time that you were a tourist somewhere?
I have been to a few different places as a tourist. I've been to Thailand, which was a great vacation. We saw some great shows. I was a tourist at elephant and crocodile shows in Thailand.
Well, you can do many things as a tourist. I think of tourist attractions or tourist traps when I think of this word. Nathaniel, what is a tourist trap?
A tourist trap is like a city that is made specifically for tourists. It just gives them a lot of options for different shows, games, activities that they can do there.
And so a lot of people like to avoid tourist traps. Well, let's move on. We find out the lake was formed in 1812 when a very strong earthquake struck. We see that word struck or strike, and now we're talking about natural disasters that strike. So what else could strike an area?
Well, a hurricane could strike an area, and that can be very destructive. But I don't always just think of a natural disaster.
Okay.
I also think of maybe you strike a bell and make it ring.
Okay, you can strike a bell with your hand or with a stick. But here in the article, we are talking about a natural disaster and earthquake that struck. Well, because official records weren't kept then, no one knows exactly how strong it was, but two things are certain. The landscape was changed completely, and Real Foot's 18,000-acre lake was formed. That was a mouthful, but we see another word there, landscape. Nathaniel, can you tell us about this word?
Yeah, when you think about landscape, Think about where you are. Is the landscape a mountain? Is it a valley? Or is it a flat field like a plain? All of these are different kinds of landscapes.
That's right. There are other kinds of landscapes too. I think of deserts or plateaus. What are other kinds of landscapes?
Well, you could have a snowy landscape or a flowery landscape.
All right. Or Nathaniel just mentioned mountains too. We have valleys. There's lots of different kinds of landscapes. I'm sure you can name some other ones. Try to do that in English. Right now it's time for us to go on to the information cloud to see what Steve and Ken have for us there. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Hi.
Steve, let's talk about national symbols since our lesson today focuses on America's national symbol, the bald eagle.
Sure. National symbols play a very important role in the life of a nation, representing common values, goals, and history. They unite a country like few things can. Take flags, for example. They've been used during wartime for thousands of years. But it wasn't until the late 1700s that countries started flying these national symbols in peacetime on a daily basis.
Other national symbols aren't as official or formal, but they're powerful nonetheless. The simple maple leaf, for example, has been the longtime favorite emblem of Canada.
National symbols can be large, inanimate, man-made objects too, like China's Great Wall, Egypt's pyramids, and the Statue of Liberty in the U.S., all strong symbols that stir up deep sentiments.
And some national symbols are shared among countries, like animals. Did you know there are over a dozen countries that have made the lion part of their national identity?
I didn't know that. Well, other national symbols include coat of arms, specific flowers, fruits, trees, gemstones, and natural geographic features like mountains and rivers. And let's not forget the national anthem, the audio version of national symbols.
National symbol 就是代表一个国家的象征物，像国花，还有今天课文介绍的 American Bald Eagle 白头鹰，就是美国的国鸟。其实最直接的 national symbol 就是一个国家的国旗。在古时候，国旗只有在战场上才会用到，那一直到18世纪末，国旗才用于和平的时期。广义的讲，一些独特的建筑物也可以是一个国家的 national symbol。比如说万里长城是中国的 national symbol, 金字塔是埃及的 national symbol, 自由女神是美国的 national symbol。另外一个国家的 national anthem, 国歌也算是一种音乐的 national symbol。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, Carolyn, what time is it right now?
Well, I think it's time to go see Michelle in the language lab.
Let's do that together. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 第一个重点我们来看 tourist 这个名词。Tour 是动词，意思是指观光。IST 这个字尾是指人的意思，所以 tourist 就是指观光客。例如 ,the town attracts thousands of tourists every weekend. 这个城镇每个周末都吸引上千名游客。和它相关的另外一个名词是 tourism,T-O-U-R-I-S-M, 意思就是指旅游观光或者是观光业。继续我们看的是 landscape 这个名词。landscape 是指风景或景色。例如 ,the photographer loves to shoot landscapes of different deserts. 这位摄影师喜欢拍摄不同沙漠的风景。或者是 ,the rugged landscape of the mountain was breathtaking. 这座山陡峭的景色令人屏息。
So far with this article, we've heard about Reelfoot State Park in Tennessee, a beautiful park that was changed a lot when an earthquake struck and changed the landscape. So you might think it's strange. We haven't talked about eagles or America's national symbol. But just wait, let's get into this second reading, and I think then you'll understand.
The American Bald Eagle. Winter's Guests of Honor. On this day, though, everyone arrived to see something other than the lake, the bald eagles. During the winter, hundreds of eagles fly south to Real Foot Lake from the northern U.S. and Canada. They're searching for water where they can get their daily supply of fish. Eagles eat 1/2 to 1 pound of food a day, and fish is their favorite. Most of the visiting eagles will fly north again when spring arrives. But for a few short months, tourists flock here to see America's national bird.
Winter's Guests of Honor. Right away we see some important words there in that little subheading, Guest of Honor. What is a guest of honor, Carolyn?
Well, it's someone that you invite to join you for an event, and you want to celebrate them, you want to honor them. And a lot of times I think of maybe you invite someone over for dinner, maybe for their birthday, and they are the guest of honor.
The guest of honor. Nathaniel, you're a gentleman, a fine man. Have you ever been a guest of honor somewhere?
Ooh, have I ever been a guest of honor? I don't remember ever being called that before, though I have been a guest before.
All right, well maybe you were the guest of honor and you didn't know it. Sometimes you can feel special as a guest somewhere. Maybe they don't say you're the guest of honor, but it is still nice to be invited different places. Maybe you have invited somebody to your house and they are the guest of honor. Our author refers to the American bald eagle as the guest of honor here at this lake. And we can see that she's continuing her story now. She kind of took a break from the storytelling mode to talk about the lake. But she says here, on this day, though, everyone arrived to see something other than the lake, the bald eagles. During the winter, hundreds of eagles fly south to Real Foot Lake from the northern U.S. and Canada. So is that what birds normally do, Nathaniel? Do they fly south?
Yeah, I think that most birds do fly south for the winter. It's warmer there, so they don't have to survive through the cold up in the north.
All right, so they fly south for the winter, and of course they go back up north for the other parts of the year. They're searching for water where they can get their daily supply of fish, their daily supply of something. When I think about a daily supply, I think, well, you can only get so much for one day, a daily supply. What other kinds of supplies could you get, Carolyn? You could get a daily supply or something else.
Well, if you want to go camping, you should get some camping supplies so that you have plenty of food and water to drink while you're out in the woods.
All right, camping supplies. Are there any other kinds of supplies, Nathaniel? What else could you get?
I think a lot of offices need paper supplies. They need a lot of paper so that they can print things, they can take notes, and even maybe have some post-it notes to write a few notes down for themselves on.
All right, office supplies, camping supplies. What kinds of supplies do you use in your life? The American bald eagle will go down to get their daily supply of fish at this lake. Eagles eat 1/2 to 1 pound of food a day, and fish is their favorite. Well, that's no surprise. I mean, fish is pretty delicious, wouldn't you say, Nathaniel?
I do really like fish. It is a great meal and usually pretty healthy.
It is pretty healthy, but I don't think that eagles eat fish the same way we do. We love to cook our fish in a delicious way, but they don't need to cook their fish, of course. Anyway, most of the visiting eagles will fly north again when spring arrives. So again, they fly south for the winter, north in spring, but for a few short months, tourists flock here to see America's national bird. I like the way our author writes here. She says that tourists will flock to see the national bird. And she also uses one of our word bank words, to flock. What does this mean, Carolyn?
Well, here, flock means to come in a large group. And usually when I hear the word flock, I think of birds, a flock of birds, which means a large group of birds that are all going to the same place. And here the tourists are flocking to see a great bird, the bald eagle.
That's right. Now, you just used this word as a noun, a flock of birds. Of course, here in the article, it is a verb. But what is special about the way our author uses this word, Nathaniel?
Well, we would think that she would use this word flock about birds,
yeah.
But she uses it about tourists, about people, which sometimes we do as well.
Exactly. If there's a large group of people going somewhere, maybe we would say they're flocking somewhere. They're traveling with a purpose to a certain place. English is kind of fun like that. You can use words meant for animals to talk about people, or vice versa. You can use words meant for people to talk about animals, too. You just have to be careful. Know what you're talking about. It can be very creative. Right now, it's time for a little video, actually. I'm quite interested to see this. Let's watch this video.
Well, that was a spectacular video about bald eagles. They are truly beautiful birds. Now, let's see what Michelle has for us in the language lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看 guest of honor 这个名词。Honor 是指荣耀，所以 guest of honor 是指主客或者是贵宾。例如 the doctor was invited to be the guest of honor of this award ceremony.这位博士受邀成为颁奖典礼的贵宾，或者是 The ambassador is the guest of honor at tonight's banquet. 大使是今天晚上派对的贵宾。最后我们看的是 flock 这个动词。flock 是指聚集或群聚，例如 sport fans flocked outside the auditorium asking for players' autographs. 运动迷们在体育馆外聚集，请球员们帮他们签名。Flock 也可以当名词，意思是指群或人群。例如 flocks of tourists waited for their buses outside the park. 一群群的观光客在公园外等着他们的巴士。And teachers?
We spent all this time talking about bald eagles, but we wondered if you have actually seen a bald eagle. I don't remember ever seeing one, but Carolyn, have you ever seen a bald eagle?
I have seen a bald eagle, actually, several times. The first time I saw one was at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. at the zoo. But I've also seen them in the wild because they frequently come to West Virginia.
That is so cool. I would love to see one in the wild. I, too, have seen one at a zoo. There was a couple of bald eagles, a pair of bald eagles. One was actually lame. It could not fly. It was kind of sad, but I was glad I got to seeA bald eagle. Have you seen a bald eagle, Nathaniel?
Like I said, I just really don't remember having seen one, but maybe sometime, and I've just forgotten.
Sometime you will see a bald eagle. Well, friends, you can learn more about bald eagles here in your magazine, actually. There are some fun facts about bald eagles. And of course, we have more to learn next time right here at Studio Classroom. We'll see you then. Goodbye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. At last, the murder trial began in the court, and the sleepy village woke up. It was the one subject of village talk. Tom couldn't get away from it. He was worried all the time.At last, he took Huck to one of his secret places to have a talk.
Huck, have you ever told anybody about that?
Of course I haven't. Why do you ask?
Well, I was afraid.
Listen, Tom Sawyer, we wouldn't stay alive for 2 days if that got found out.
The boys did what they had often done before.Went to the barred prison window and gave Muff Potter some smokes and talked to him. He thanked them so many times that they were more troubled than ever. They felt terrible when he said,
"You've been really kind to me, boys. Better than anybody else in this town. I know that, and I don't forget it. I often say to myself, I used to mend all the boys' things and show them the best places to fish and help them when I could. And now they've all forgotten old Muff when he's in trouble. But Tom doesn't, and Huck doesn't. They don't forget him. I say to myself, and I don't forget them. Well, boys, I did a terrible thing. I was drunk and mad at the time. That's the only explanation I can think of. But I did it, and now they'll hang me for it, and quite right, too. But what I want to say is, don't you ever get drunk, boys, and then you won't ever get here."
Tom went home miserable. Huck felt the same. The news from the courtroom was bad. At the end of the second day of the trial, the village was sure. Injun Joe's evidence was clear, and the defense lawyer hadn't been able to shake it. Tom was out late that night and came to bed through the window. It was hours before he got to sleep. All the village went to the courthouse the next day. Potter, pale, frightened, and hopeless, was brought in chains. All eyes were on him. Injun Joe was there, his face showing nothing. The judge arrived. A witness was called, and he told the court how he saw Muff washing in a stream early in the morning of the day after the murder. The lawyer, speaking for the state, asked a few more questions and then turned to the defense lawyer.
"Your witness?"
"I have no questions to ask this witness."